Our victory is based on the blood.
Amen.
Amen.
All of our victory is based on the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
And that's where we have victory. When I'm gonna pick up where we left off with Caleb. We're in Numbers chapter 13. When we do things God's way, that spirit.
Amen.
That, you know, we don't earn salvation. We receive it.
Amen.
And we don't deserve it, but we receive it. God gave it to us, and he wants us to have it.
Amen.
When they were when it was time for them to take the promised land, you know about the 12 spies. And I'll pick up here. You know, the 10 came back with an evil report. Mm-hmm. And they told about how big the giants were.
And what's an evil report?
That we can't do it.
Doubt.
Unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when the Lord was with them, they acted like God was not with them. And they just wasn't strong enough. God was with them. They had done.
Yeah.
At the point that they went, that Moses sent the 12 spies to spy out the land, God was with them. They had the victory then.
Uh-huh.
It was the 10 spies. Their words caused the whole congregation to lose faith in God.
The majority, amen.
And, but we'll start, to save time, we'll start at verse 30.
But you know, Apostle, this is how it works in the world system. The majority wins.
Yes,
it was 10 of them mm-hmm. with the bad report. Mm-hmm. And they won over the two because they were the majority.
And he said, and Caleb stilled the people before uh-huh. Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome. The Lord was with them from the time they left Egypt to that point.
Confidence.
But you know, Apostle, they were 40 days there, and nothing hurt them, nothing harmed them. Could they see that the Lord was with them? They all they wanted to do was talk about the giants, but the giants didn't touch them while they were there.
The fact that they came back was evident that God was with them.
Mm-hmm.
But the men that went up with him said, mm-hmm. "We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." That didn't matter, because God is with you.
Amen.
If God is with you, you're in the majority. And they brought up an evil report uh-huh. of the land, which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof.
Jesus.
And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature, which is true. That's a fact, but that's not the total fact.
It wasn't all the men that they saw. Some of them were small. I mean, some of them wasn't. All of them were giant. They just went to a certain location. They seen the people that wasn't giant, and they seen the people that were giant. But the thing about it, the giant stuck in their mind. So concerned, they forgot the regular people that they saw. That didn't matter.
Yeah, it didn't. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we in our own sight were as grasshoppers.
Grasshoppers.
And so we were in their sight. Now this is what the 10 leaders said. But Caleb said, let us go up and steal the people. And Caleb steal the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once. He set something in motion when he did this. Caleb was of the tribe of Judah.
Amen. Yes, he was.
In the future, the Lord always had Judah to go up in battle first.
Mm-hmm.
They were the most inspired. That's the lineage that Christ came through.
Yes.
Amen.
This is
Amen.
The lineage that was put first in Revelation.
Amen.
You know, the order of birth, you have, like we covered last week, we have a birth order.
Uh-huh.
And then we have Israel, the birth order,
uh-huh.
and then the blessing order,
uh-huh.
the spy order, and then the revelation order.
Okay.
And the tribes are placed in different positions because of the faithfulness that they did. Now Reuben was put second in Revelation. He never got his number one spot back because he slept with his father's concubine.
Mercy.
But he was always repentant.
Mm-hmm.
Judah put something in motion when he tried to when he pleaded after Joseph was in Egypt, he laid himself. He said, "Take me instead." He was the first one to say, "Take me instead." He put something in motion. Your actions can seal the future. It can cause things to be put in motion.
Yes.
Acts of faithfulness. Acts of faithfulness is spirit. That's where the rest is. That's where the peace is.
Mm-hmm.
When you act on that, you're operating in the Lord's strength. People fail because they try to do things in their own strength.
Jesus.
Now, Mary.
I'll just say, Jesus. Y'all know how I talk out of it.
All right.
Praise the Lord, you know.
In 14.
With Amen.
Now watch what the people of God did. Well, they were of God. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night.
Mm.
Now they went from faith to doubt. Doubt is full of sorrow and unbelief. And they got to a point that they wanted to kill Moses and go back to bondage in Egypt.
Back to bondage. Oh, my God.
What I'm going to show you is the power of leadership.
That's good.
To save time, I'm going to skip down. But when you study this, what those 10 men did, their words, counseled out the plan of God. And
for that time.
Yeah, and for them.
Uh-huh.
And the men which Moses, this is Numbers chapter, skipping way on down to Numbers 14:36.
Uh-huh.
The men which Moses sent to search the land, who returned and made all the congregation to murmur against him by bringing up a slander upon the land. Even those men that did bring up the evil report upon the land died by the plague before the Lord. They made them believe an evil report. And that put spiritual debt on their life. They caused the nation to not receive their heritage, and they died of a plague.
Mm-hmm.
But now watch verse 40. Mm-hmm. I really wanted to get to this part. See, and they rose up early in the morning and got them to the top of the mountain, saying, "Lo, we be here. We will go up unto the place which the Lord has promised, for we have seen." But watch what Moses said. And Moses said, "Wherefore now do ye transgress the commandment of the Lord? But it shall not prosper. Go not up, for the Lord is not among you, that ye be not smitten before your enemies. For the Amalekites and the Canaanites are there before you, and ye shall fall by the sword, because ye are turned away from the Lord. Therefore the Lord will not be with you." Now you're in your own strength. The enemy, the Lord taught me something with this a long time, many years ago. I wrote a poem about it. Satan makes you feel weak when you're strong, and strong when you're weak, to lead you away from all that God says and trap you with wrong. When you're with God, he tried to make you feel like you're not. When you're not with him, he tried to make you feel secure. Now, he said, "But they presumed to go up," to verse 44, "they presumed to go up unto the hill, to the hilltop. Nevertheless, the ark of the covenant of the Lord and Moses departed not out of the camp. And the Amalekites came down, and the Canaanites which dwelt in that hill, and smote them and discomfited them, even to Hormah." Now, when you are a leader, and the people are looking to you, you can build them up. If the 12 spies would have came back with Caleb's report, they would have went and conquered in the strength of the Lord. But he destroyed their faith. The 10 destroyed the faith. In Isaiah, it shows us again. This is Isaiah chapter 7, verse 1. "And it came to pass in the days of Ahaz, the son of Jotham, son of Uzziah, king of Judah, that Rezin, king of Syria, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, went up toward Jerusalem to war against it, but could not prevail against it." So the man of Judah was still winning. Ahaz was still winning. "And it was told the house of David, saying, Syria is confederate with Ephraim. And his heart was moved." Now watch this. his heart, the king's heart was moved, and the heart of, of his people, as the trees of the wood are moved with the wind.
My God.
They were looking to him, and he started doubting. And all of them got in doubt. And then here comes Isaiah. Then said the Lord unto Isaiah, go forth now to me, Ahaz, thou, and Shear-Jashub thy son, at the end of the conduit of the upper pool and the highway of the fuller's field. And say unto him, take heed and be quiet. Stop talking doubt. Fear not. If fear gets in your heart, it's coming out of your mouth.
Jesus.
Has no place in the realm of God. Fear not. Neither be faint-hearted. For the two tails of these smoking firebrands, for the fierce anger of Rezin and with Syria and of the son of Remaliah. Because Syria and Ephraim and the son of Remaliah have taken evil counsel against thee, saying, let us go up and vex and against Judah and vex it, and let us make a breach therein for us, and set up a king in the midst of it, even the son of Tabea. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass. And the Lord showed him how weak they were. The head of Syria is Damascus. The head of Damascus is Rezin. And within 65 years shall Ephraim be broken, that it be not a people. When you're looking at, that's why we have to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
Come on now.
If you look to the leader only, without looking to Jesus, you'll only go as far as he goes. This is why it's so important for people to follow God. Keep people in the strength of the Lord. That's the only way it's going to work. The doubts, the unbelief, the fears, the things that you don't take care of, people eat it all up like soup. You have to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, in order to stay in the rest. And to go see the plan of God, you have to be promoted into it. You have to be trained for it. God has to train. That's why the major works are on stall. They're on stall. A lot of people's works are on stall because they have not completely. It's just like Israel had to the nation of Israel had to drive the Canaanites out. They didn't do it. Oh, thoughts of old, thoughts of doubt, thoughts of unbelief, fear. That's too big for me. When you're in the strength of the Lord, there's nothing too big for you.
Amen.
You can sit with him. You can stand. You're in the kingdom of God. God is with you. There's nothing you can't do. And in my training, the Lord always showed me, you can do this. Then I tagged it. I came back. Every time I won, every time I learned something I was after, I said, I'm going to do this. I didn't know how to do it. It didn't matter. I said, I'm going to do this. I'll close with this. You have to believe in what God called you to do.
Amen.
If you stop believing, it's not going to work. If you don't believe in the words that God put in your mouth, you're not going to help people. The just shall live by his faith. When you come to the point that the word of God is settled in your heart, that there are no limits. And Brother Horton showed us perfectly that when you take all you have and you give it to Jesus, Jesus will lay his hands on it and bless it. And he'll multiply it back to you. That goes for training. That goes for the word of God, even the souls that you win. We are not limited people. You can slay every giant. It's enough in this room to start a super revival, but you got to do it in his strength. You can't do it in your own strength.
Amen.
Our strength is the methods, thoughts, our persuasions, what we already. Some of those things have to be adjusted, and only the Holy Spirit can guide you to that.
Amen.
So as you look
to the Spirit, amen.
As you look to him, there's nothing you can't do.
Amen. Amen.
Any comments?
We don't have time for comments. We're way over.
Dear Lord, I thank you for your word.
Oh, who had a comment?
I was just going to say, in the new covenant, you know, for us, I always look to that scripture, like the Holy Spirit always leads me to 1 John 5:14. Now, this is the confidence that we have, that when we come to him, asking him anything in his name and in his will, and it is according, if you know this, because it's according to his will that whatever we ask in his will, that we have it. We have it. Yeah. Confidence.
And the word defies his will.
Yes.
And the Holy Spirit.
In him, this is what we have in him. Not in ourselves.
Now remember the pattern. You got to believe it. The Holy Spirit will give you whatever part of your word, his word that you lack. So you can believe it.
Yes, he will.
And then you'll act on it. And if you're and you'll flow with the anointing. The anointing is only activated by faith.
Amen.
And when people are hungry, they activate it too. When people want to know God, they activate the anointing in you. You may not even feel like saying it, but when you come in their presence and the Holy Spirit, they activate the anointing. All you have to do is yield and flow, and the Holy Spirit will put words in your mouth every time.
We yield to the Holy Spirit. You know, Karen Shaw. Amen. Thank y'all.
We'll close out.
We're over our time, and we need to cut off because Pastor will be coming through those doors in a minute or two.
Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. Help us all to do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father.